With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. TheBestSchool.org, an online resource for campus and online education, has ranked the University of Louisiana Monroe's online master's degree in educational leadership as one of the top programs in the nation based on over 10 different criteria. The program's director, Dr. Amy Dagley, says the rankings affirm the university's commitment to preparing educators with the tools needed for success. ULM was recognized as number 21 on the list and was the only Louisiana school to be ranked. The site applauded ULM's recent U.S. News & World Report ranking and touted the program's highlights, including extended internships, teacher-leader endorsements, and one-on-one mentoring. A number of events taking place in New Orleans today, marking the landfall of Hurricane Katrina 9 years ago. KEDM's Ashley Lyons has more on how the city is remembering those lost during the storm.
A wreath-laying ceremony at a memorial in a historic New Orleans cemetery was among the memorial activities marking the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Julian Castro, the U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, took part in the ceremony this morning. Today marks 9 years since the storm hit. It's blamed for more than 1,800 Gulf Coast deaths. In New Orleans, federal levee failures unleashed catastrophic flooding. Destruction and damage were widespread. The city continues to recover. The Data Center, an independent organization that gathers facts about Southeast Louisiana, says census figures show New Orleans with an estimated population of nearly 379,000 as of mid-2013.
Two Louisiana teams begin the college football season tomorrow against top 25 opponents. The 13th-ranked LSU Tigers will face number 14 Wisconsin at a neutral site in Houston. LSU coach Les Miles says the plan is to play two quarterbacks, Brandon Harris and Anthony Jennings, but that could change depending on how the game goes. Louisiana Tech is also facing a top 25 team as the Bulldogs will visit third-ranked Oklahoma tomorrow night. The KEDM weather forecast: 40% chance of showers this evening, the low in the low 70s. This is KEDM News.